people or the person who controls your destiny, that person's opinion of you matters a lot. So that's what I'm speaking at.
Or speaking towards. But I'm conflicted though, Chris.
Oh yes, let's get into it. Let's go.
Because I think that the truth matters, right? Regardless of people's opinions.
Ooh, let's talk about that.
Okay. Yeah, right. So like, let's. Oh God. All right, I'll just speak from the heart, right? There was a time in the United States where it was the general opinion of people that slavery was okay. But the truth of the matter is, slavery is not okay. And you might actually have been in, let's say, the minority in the South if you were one of these people walking around saying, I don't think this is right. I don't think this is right. People's opinions surrounding you, although the public sentiment was for it, doesn't matter, because the truth was that it wasn't right regardless of the general public opinion. So I think the truth probably matters even more than opinion matters. You would hope, however, that people's opinions are lined up with the truth. However, that is not always the case.
Successors, welcome back to another edition of Success Fundamentals. Today is going to be a very interesting topic. There's been a lot of, not really a lot, but you often hear people say that people's opinions do not matter in terms of your journey to success, in terms of just you personally, whatever the case may be. But Brian and I are here to break down that to see if it's actually true. So, as I said before, the topic is, do people's opinions matter? And then I think that my personal opinion, Brian, I would say yes to a degree.
Okay.
Because, for example, if you're a politician, people's opinion of you matter in order to get elected. When you're in a job, when you try to, you know, progress your career and get promoted and things of that nature, people, your bosses or your managers or your supervisors' opinion of you matters to see if you deserve it, to, you know, to determine if you are ready for that position or not. Even when you're an entrepreneur, people's opinion about your product or service matters in order for you to sell or fail as a business person. So I think this blanket statement of people's opinion don't matter in those circumstances is not necessarily true. What we were discussing, you know, previously on Scott and Oleg's show, that, you know, you can't really be 100% fully yourself all the time, because some people may find some traits of you repulsive. So when it comes to people's opinions of you, Brian, in terms of that subject matter, what do you think?
So I guess I'm wondering, are we asking, do people's opinions of me matter, or do opinions in general matter? Because that is a big difference in my mind. So I'll start with opinions in general. I think in general, people's opinions mattering depends on what we are developing the opinion about and how and who that person is. So I'll give you an example. If you came up to me, Chris, and said, "Hey, Brian, I want your opinion on hieroglyphics in ancient Egypt and the ramifications that these hieroglyphics had on the crop harvest of, you know, Cleopatra." Chris, I know nothing about anything pertaining to all of those things that I just said. So if I got up and I was like, "You know what, Chris? let me give you my opinions on these hieroglyphics and how it affected the reign of Cleopatra. And I go off on this diatribe of some nonsense that I'm just making up off the cuff. But I feel like, you know, I have an opinion on it. And that, to me, my opinion matters. I would argue that my opinion really doesn't matter. If you put me next to some guy that has his PhD in archaeology and studies hieroglyphics, and I feel like, hey, my opinion matters just as much as this guy's opinion does on hieroglyphics, in my opinion, that's totally absurd. And Brian's opinion in that realm truly does not matter and maybe should not be nearly as respected as the man or woman that actually studies that subject matter. So in that context, no, my opinion doesn't matter. That other guy's opinion matters.
I'm talking about from your progression from a success standpoint. That example you gave 100%, right? But in terms of success, in your journey to success, whatever that means, right?
Mm.
If it's so from an opinion and personally.
Yes.
Right? Of me getting elected, promoted, whatever. I would argue and say people's opinions of you do matter.
I would still say it depends on the person, right? So using an actual example of people's opinions of me.
Okay.
I'm applying to a job as a computer programmer.
Okay.
There's two different people.
Mm-hmm.
One guy is the head engineer of computer programming.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lady who is the head of human resources. Okay. They both have opinions of me. I want to be the head computer programmer. Mm-hmm. The lady in HR thinks I'm a pain in the ass. The head engineer guy thinks I'm a qualified, adept computer programmer. The guy who actually does computer programming, his opinion matters more than the HR lady right now in my journey on success. If the HR lady doesn't like me, doesn't matter. I mean, I might feel hurt that she doesn't like me, but in the grand scheme of my success journey, her opinion on me does not matter.
So yeah, so we're refining this topic as we're speaking. I'm speaking specifically of people who control your destiny, right? Regardless of what it is, like the reason why I wanted to talk about this topic is because you hear it all the time, but then when you start breaking down, that's why I said to a degree. If the person is controlling your destiny, that person's opinion of you matters a lot, actually. Yeah, if you're applying to a computer programming job, you're not really trying to oppress the HR lady because she has literally no say in your progression. The head of engineering, their opinion matters because it can help them either delegate or make them look better, right? So she's just in a room, I guess, or they're just in a room as from a I guess a referee kind of standpoint to make sure things are, you know, not going well. But I'm speaking specifically to people that control your destiny. Because you hear all the time, Brian, people's opinions don't matter. People's opinions don't matter. Yes, in context of it doesn't affect your livelihood or doesn't affect your progression in life. Yeah, if I walk down the street and somebody says, hey, Chris, I hate your shoes. So that doesn't matter. You don't have to. You control nothing in my life. So your opinion of me at that point does not matter. But if I'm an entrepreneur and I'm selling a product or a service, I need people's buy-in or opinion of the product or service for me to be a successful entrepreneur. I need people to like me and like my plan in terms of my political scheme and how I'm going to improve the town or the city or the state to get elected. I need this person who I'm working for currently. So when the director of operations asks Brian Goldsack, hey, Brian, how is Chris as a worker? That opinion matters in terms of should you go up, should you be promoted or not? So with people who directly affect your progression or livelihood, yeah, in terms of the noise out there, no, that doesn't matter. But the blanket statement of people's opinions don't matter and just do what you're doing and oh, doors were open. That's a gray area because the person directly, because if the person, which is the majority of the country that work for someone that is trying to progress, the people or the person who controls your destiny, that person opinion of you matters a lot. So that's what I'm speaking at.
But I'm conflicted though, Chris.
Oh, yes. Let's get into it. Let's go.
Because like, I think that the truth matters, right? Regardless of people's opinions.
Ooh, let's talk about that.
Okay. Yeah, right. So like, All right. I'll just speak from the heart, right? There was a time in the United States where it was the general opinion of people that slavery was okay. But the truth of the matter is slavery is not okay. And you might actually have been in, let's say, the minority in the South if you were one of these people walking around saying, I don't think this is right. I don't think this is right. People's opinions surrounding you, although the public sentiment was for it, doesn't matter because the truth was that it wasn't right regardless of the general public opinion. So I think the truth probably matters even more than opinion matters. You would hope, however, that people's opinions are lined up with the truth. However, that is not always the case.
What if the truth would mess up your livelihood then? Because like you said, the truth matters, but then again, you're playing in somebody else's game, right? I can just think of one person out of off the top of my head, Colin Kaepernick. He brought truth to police brutality. And what did that cost him? His livelihood in the NFL, right? So even though the truth of the matter is that everybody should be treated fairly from a justice standpoint, he brought attention to it and he no longer is in the NFL. Right? So I think truth matters 100%. But the opinion of those 32 billionaires was like, he got to go. He's making too much. It's the truth, but I don't like his truth and I like the truth at the time. So let's kick him out of our ball clubs, right?
I mean, it matters, right? That's why I asked, does the truth matter, right? Because people's opinions, I would rephrase it. I would say people's opinions have a very real effect on you.
100%.
And in that sense, they matter, but their opinions could be wrong. So
there you go.
What's more important? What's more important, the truth or people's opinions? I would say you got to start with what's the truth of the situation and then hopefully align your opinions with the truth. But to your point, there's going to be times where people might not be aligned with reality or the truth for one reason or another. And you voicing your truth, Colin Kaepernick is a good example, could be to your detriment. And it's unfortunate, but I don't know what to do otherwise. Do you just play the game and live in the lie?
This is a good question, man. I don't know. Because I'm thinking of in two things. In terms of said, like you said, the person's opinion of you may not even be the truth. And that's 100%. That's powerful. Okay, look at it from a job standpoint, because I'm curious and hearing your thought about this. What if you've done well in every facet of your job and you showed or proven that you are ready for the next step, the next managerial position? And my opinion of you, Brian, is like, yes, Brian does a great job in these areas. I just don't think he's ready to be a director. That may not be the truth, but the opinion of me to the vice president about you matters, right? So I'm like, yeah, Brian does great. His reviews are fantastic. But that's a big step from going to where he is to a director. And I would love for him to be director, but I just don't think that he's ready yet. But you still haven't even proven yourself. Did they even give you the opportunity to prove to them that you can do the job? But and that may not be the case. You may not only been doing good at your job, but even outside of the job where nobody else knows, you may have read up on the director position and understood what it took, and you know, proven that you can lead a small group of people. But then, even though my opinion may not be the truth of you, Brian, the opinion to the VP matters because it directly affects you getting promoted.
Well, I guess I'm then confused as to what are we trying to find out? Because you're right. His opinion or her opinion matters. It'll have an impact. Okay, it will. But now what? Now what?
Did you know that only 2% of the world's coffee beans are good enough for Don Pablo? For over 30 years, Don Pablo Coffee Growers and Roasters has been introducing Americans to the world's most delicious coffees.
A pioneer in ethically sourced and chemical-free coffee, Don Pablo uses the world's best Arabica beans, hand-picked at the peak of ripeness for the richest and deepest flavors. Freshly roasted and naturally low in acidity, Don Pablo coffees can be found online at Amazon and at DonPabloCoffee.com. For a free bag of Don Pablo's signature blend, go to DonPabloCoffee.com and put in the discount code SUCCESS. All we ask is that you cover shipping and handling.
Now back to the show. Mm-hmm. So I guess the topic that we're trying to break down is from the opinion standpoint. I think that you have to look at what the situation is and make your own determination. We're trying to not debunk these cute sayings. We're actually trying to debunk these cute sayings to make you think further than what the saying is, actually. Mm-hmm. Right. I'll talk to you about this off air. But so it's like this, right? There's a lot of cute sayings out here. So what if you believe the saying, Brian, like no sleep, you got to hustle all the time, 24/7. That's the only way you're going to get success. And then you mm-hmm. do that. And then your body breaks down, or you end up like me in a hospital.
Right.
So what we're trying to do is, yes, that situation that I just described, that matters. But you have to determine the situation. We're trying to get our success. We're trying to get you to think about these sayings and mm-hmm. make the appropriate chess move according to your situation. That's what Brian and I are trying to do. This is a popular saying. Let's break it down so you can say, okay, that may be true in this instance, but it's not true with what I'm going through in life right now. Right now, I'm an employee and I'm trying to get employed. So, you know, Susan's opinion of me to get promoted matters. So I had to act accordingly until I get what I want. We want people to think about things, right? Because imagine if somebody takes that saying and go in and they don't care but they're trying to get promoted within the job though. But they're doing everything else to sway their progression because of this people's opinions don't matter saying. You see what I'm saying?
I also think that that idea of virtue keeps popping up in my mind. The virtue of truth mm-hmm. is a virtue, but there's other virtues. Another virtue that I think matters within the context of this conversation is grace or tact, right? So you might have a very good perception of what the truth of a situation is, but you might not have to like kick in the door to Susan in HR's office and scream in this woman's face that you're qualified for the job and she's not aligned with the truth right now because she's saying in her opinion that you're not. Like, that might be the truth, but you might want to have some grace in the manner in which you handle that situation to let that truth be known in a way that's going to be less abrasive. But I don't think that you should ever omit that truth and agree with that truth in order to, I don't know, elevate yourself within a corporate setting. Like if somebody said, and I knew I was qualified for the job, I don't think that he's qualified for this job right now, and that might not be the case. I'm not going to go, yeah, you're probably right, I'm not qualified, and lie. I'm also not going to say, you moron, like, I am qualified for the job, and that's the truth, and I am being oppressed right now because you do not agree with the truth. I might be like, hey, look, in my opinion, I believe that I am more than qualified for the job because of this, 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 and this. Ultimately, the decision is yours, but I'm standing by what I say here, and I feel that I'm the guy for this job, regardless of how you feel.
Well,
like, stand up for yourself, but not, you know, handle it correctly.
Well, let's walk our successors through that if they are experiencing that. If the person doesn't feel and give you honest feedback that you're not, they don't believe that you're ready, just ask them why don't they feel that you're ready. Tell them, give you concrete examples of that. Brian, I really don't think you're ready for that director role. And you can say, well, you know, I respectfully disagree, but I want to hear from you why you think that I'm not. Because based off of this, 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 and this that I've, you know, portrayed, you're saying that I'm not, you're saying you feel this for a reason. And I just want to make sure that it's not misconstrued by another situation. So can you walk me through why do you feel like I'm not ready for the director role or whatever role you're trying to accomplish? Now, that's the ideal situation, and we understand that, because 9 times out of 10 or sometimes they don't even explain to you. Somebody else just gets the position. But you can go back and ask them, what was the reason for this person getting promoted or this person getting the job? Are there skills that I lacked that prevented me from progressing? Right. And just see what they say. And if you don't feel like it's aligned or doesn't make any sense, then you have to make that decision of whether you want to stay with the company or not. But, you know, you can still ask for feedback and see if the feedback was even valid. Because people know, you would know if the, well, you know, we chose Chris because, you know, he did boom and boom, 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 boom. And you're like, well, I did that, but then I had, but also I improved it to X, Y, and Z. So why isn't, so you can kind of get a, you know, an idea of that. So if that's happening, ask for feedback respectfully, right? And you determine if the feedback was accurate enough. And then, you know, if you still want to progress, you can still say, well, if I still aspire to be a director of this company, what are the steps to get to this point? And have them give you a direct path to that particular position. And then if you check off all those boxes and you still don't get it, then of course, then that's when you have to make a career decision or a company decision or whatever. But have them give you that feedback and that guidance so you can hit that or achieve that particular goal.
Yeah, that's great advice. And it's almost like you're saying you want them to clarify how they formulated the opinion.
Exactly.
So you're saying that their opinion matters, but you would like further clarification as to what data they used or what evidence they used to formulate that opinion. And to your point, it could be constructive for you. They might end up saying like, hey, look, you were super qualified for the job, but you were very abrasive and you want to fight all the time and you have a negative attitude. So like the numbers make sense, but I don't think you're going to be a good leader because like you just don't rub people the right way. You might need to work on your interpersonal communication skills.
For sure.
And you might go, whoa, wow. I mean, they're right. The data does make sense. They recognize the data makes sense, but you know, I'm awkward or I'm mean or I'm condescending and I got to work on that. Right. Yeah,
for sure.
Or you might find out that it was all nepotism bullshit and you uncover it that way too. Like, I don't know. Our kids play soccer. I'm just going with Dave. And you're like, what the heck does that have to do with anything?
Exactly. Exactly. Even as entrepreneurs, man, like get feedback for if you feel like you've done everything and you're for some reason it's not turning. Ask feedback from people who, you know, like just random people or people who, but I would say this, go to people who would give you honest opinion, because most strangers not going to give you, they're not going to say, oh, this is terrible. They're not going to do that. Right. Because people naturally don't want to hurt your feelings. So
true.
You know, it's one of those things to where go to someone that gives you an honest opinion. Like I've been trying to sell these pens for the past year and a half and it hasn't gone anywhere. Can you just try this out to see what's missing? Well, Chris, when you first start writing, you have to write on the paper for about like 5 minutes before ink even comes out.
Right.
Right. So you might want to fix that. Right. You know, like, oh, I didn't even realize that about whatever. Or Chris, the pen is too short. Like when I try to write, it feels like I'm about to, you know,
fall out of my hand. Yeah,
exactly. So it's a lot of things that you can do to prevent that. Go ahead.
It's almost like, because you're so right, especially like it's hard to get good advice because so few people want to offend you or hurt your feelings.
100%.
So you can end up walking around in this state of like not getting to where you want to go, having no idea why you can't get there. You ask for feedback on it and everyone's like, no, you're great. You're great. You're great. You're like, if I'm so damn great, why am I not getting anywhere? It's almost like in a way your enemies are so useful to you. If you have the audacity to ask your enemies what they hate about you, because then they'll almost like really lay it on you because they would just they'll tell you, man. They'll tell you. It might be overboard, but I'd rather them throw 10 negative things at me and like four of them are wrong, mm-hmm. but the remainder are right. But in those things that they're saying that are right, there's probably some wisdom in it, some good constructive scathing criticism that you can improve upon.
No, 100%, man. I really do think that is the truth. And success is, we're here to break down the truth. Because again, we don't want you to be armed with this general or blanket statement knowledge, and you go around operating in your life with this statement in your head without breaking it down to make sure that it applies to your specific situation, right? It's a topic, Brian, that I think that we're going to get into next time. It's just an episode with me and you that I think that is going to be really riveting. And it was inspired by the book I'm reading now. And I think that you're going to like it because I'm very curious about how you're going to break that down. But yeah, man, I think, you know, look, successes, people's opinions matter, but apply that statement to your life and make the best decision strategically for you. Because again, statements don't always apply to your life, right?
And the truth matters. And the truth matters.
And
too.
The truth matters 100%. And uncovering the truth can actually help guide you to your destination. Like Brian said earlier, if you can genuinely feel that the constructive criticism you're receiving from your supervisor from getting a promotion is not really genuine, and they went with this person because it was just their time, even though you were the best candidate for the position, that's a pattern you can recognize early to determine if you really want to continue to move forward. Because there's always somebody with more experience in your role as an employee, right? It's always going to be somebody, right? So how you navigate that situation is very, very key. Yeah, man.
It's good. People's opinions matter. And so does the truth. Hopefully they align with one another.
100%. Well, success is, this was a short one. We just wanted to kind of like break this down. And, you know, hopefully that you found this valuable. And if you want Brian and I to break down a specific statement, right? A blanket statement that you hear all the time when it comes to success or anything like that, please shoot us a message. Send me an email. You know, you connect with me on LinkedIn, Instagram, or whatever, and just send me the question, and we would definitely shout you out and break down that topic.
Or a voicemail. We can do that now on our website.
Exactly. You can also send your questions through our website, successfundamentals.com, and you know, we'll address you, we'll give you a shout out and break down the topic on air for sure.
All right, successors, we're going to see you all next time. Have a good rest of your day.
This concludes another episode of Success Fundamentals. We hope you found today's discussion useful to your life in some way. Please remember to like, comment, and subscribe to our show on your favorite podcast platform, and follow us on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook.